To the editor. During the televised mayor's debate, candidate Brusseau closed with a comment about new office development possibilities on the former rail lands at the west extension of Wild Street that could include a new library. A new library has been considered. During the 4 years I was on the library board until 2018, a committee considered the costs of library renovation versus relocation. The renovation would primarily rationalize service desks and install a new elevator. A relocation was considered to likely involve leased accommodation. The existing 36,000 square feet, SF, 3-floor, library was built in 1966. The former library was in the same block and was demolished for the new city hall 10 years later. It was important at that time to keep the library in that location to serve the community and to maintain association with the new city hall. Because the library owns its existing building, the ongoing costs of staying are relatively low, there's no mortgage. The library's ongoing costs of hydro, gas and water utilities, building maintenance costs, and the elevator maintenance contract total just under $90,000 per year, or about $2.50 per SF, annum. The committee also considered the cost of moving to new leased premises, perhaps 30,000 SF at a gross lease rate of $18 per SF, annum. Additionally, there would be leasehold improvement costs, which were estimated at $175 per SF, based on the advice of the architect who had prepared renovation plans for the library. Leasehold improvement costs would then cost $5.2 million. Moreover, the offsetting costs of selling the library would be very limited. Purpose-built buildings, like the Legion, are not as easily converted to commercial and the demand for such downtown space is very limited. The library is in a great location, it is a unique architecturally designed structure, and it has good connectivity with the City Hall and the outside landscaping complements and City Hall. This is a significant public service center contained all in the same block and well worthy of reinforcing. It's very accessible by patrons as pedestrians, in vehicles, and by transit at the bus stop near the west entrance. My recommendation was to drop any further considerations of relocation and focus on the recommended renovations. However, the chairperson wanted to keep the option of relocating open and countered that the building, in accounting terms, was beyond its useful life. The chair, with the board's agreement, became the sole investigator into such future options for the library. My resignation followed. Other than financial and public service merits in the existing location, there are a few other things to keep in mind. The suggested new location would only be a distance of 350 yards from its existing location. The existing location has a bus stop at the door and City Hall right next door, which continually provides overflow and shared uses of the boardroom and other facilities in the library. The costs without tangible benefits of relocating such a short distance can't be justified. The library develops a strategic plan every 5 years. Both the previous and the 2021-25 strategic plans included public surveys seeking comments on library operations, and suggested improvements and changes. There were 950 public responses collected during the recent plan development. Neither the previous nor the current plan elicited any public comments seeking a new location. Libraries are changing with society and the good staff at ours explores all new ideas in an effort to make the library useful to most people in our community. It's a difficult task in today's device-driven world to serve everyone's needs. Much of the service improvement renovations considered appropriate have now been built in the existing library. Pre-COVID local library stats for the 10 years from 2008 to 2018 total circulation of books and materials dropped 33% and new members dropped by 46%. In spite of these factors, staff continues to adjust materials, programs, and spaces to suit the changing needs and demands of its customers. We need a good library and we have one. We do not need a new building, that's a solution looking for a problem. Please share your opinions about this with the candidates you support in this election. Thank you, Stuart Kidd.